The following was recorded live on tape in the Michigan Huron-Manistee National Forest on July 4th, 2025, during the early morning hours.
So it's 4:37 in the morning on July 4th, and I'm in the woods. I'm about 2 miles away from my destination. It's a really cool destination. Every 4th of July, there's a fly-in here. When I say fly-in, there's a fly-in in a special area in the woods here. It used to have, in this area, it had a smoke spotter for rangers, because it's so rural up here in upper northern Michigan. A smoke spotter, a fire spotter, and in it was this big, giant 50 or 60 foot metal stand, and then there was a box at the top that they stood in, and they can report fire by seeing smoke and stuff like that. Now, that's where the fly-in's going to happen. The fly-in is a bunch of ultralights for all over Michigan, and here's what it says. Let me read this paper to you. Let me turn on the flashlight. It says, special 3-day 4th of July festival. Reading it right off the paper. Live band, dancing, food, alcohol, stay the weekend, no charge. Now let me shut this off. I don't want to draw anything to me. If anything in the woods here, they tell you that there's no bears. But there are bears up here. They say no grizzly bears, but that's not true. The grizzly bear has been pushed from the upper peninsula and pushed back down to the upper northern Michigan, because they're looking for food or something. They're being pushed back down. How they're coming over, they don't know. I think they're swimming over the water. You only got the Mackinac Bridge. Now, they're not taking the bridge, but it's not impossible. They have been seen on the bridge. Very rural. About 18 million acres of forest and woods in Michigan. So I've come for this fly-in, and I used my ATV. Now, my ATV that I use is called an Argo Frontier. Now, the Argo Frontier is an 18-horsepower engine that I worked on. I had to fix this thing. I got it for free. It has two bench seats. It's got a fiberglass body. You can lift the body off of it. Everything's underneath there, the 18-horsepower engine. It's got six wheels, two bench seats. It's really cool. I worked on the engine, the pistons. I bored out the pistons. I'm big on boring shit out. I like to bore stuff out, especially snatches and shit like that, bung holes. I just bore them out with my 15.5-pound cock. But I bored out the pistons, the actual cylinder, and then put bigger rings on it, and I use nitrous oxide on the Argo Frontier. Now, why would I use the Argo Frontier when I'm a pilot? Because I use the Argo Frontier because I'm a pilot, because I didn't want to fly in with my ultralight aircraft. And I didn't want to fly in because I've recently had a spooky event happen to me, and I did have a passenger once that was in the ultralight aircraft with me, and she fell off the ultralight. And I get spooked by that, and sometimes I have dreams about that, and I never reported it because it was a legitimate accident. She was going to give me hand. She was in the ultralight aircraft. She reached over to my cock. Now, this is the greatest ultralight you ever seen, another case where I bore the cylinders out. I like to do that. It's called a Ridge Runner, and it's an ultralight. It's years old, 27-foot wingspan. It's got a Rotax engine. It's got 277, they call it. It's got a 27 horsepower, but I've worked on it and made it like a 41 horsepower engine, hold 5 gallons of gas tank plus a tank of nitrous oxide. It's a Model 2. It's got a two-seater, but I did all that. I put a jump seat in it and modified the whole thing. It's just really tremendous. A lot of power, too much power for an ultralight aircraft. Now, I got spooked out because I was in this thing, and a woman was in the ultralight aircraft with me. I'd heard a fucking noise. I can almost not hear myself over the crickets. I don't know if they're crickets and frogs and crickets. It's like a mixture of all of it where I'm sitting. Let me just turn on a flashlight. I'm just moving the flashlight around. It's got a big beam. It's an LED. And I want to make sure that I don't see anything's eyeballs or something coming towards me. I want to get off the first shot. I always travel with a Luger on me. I always travel with a Glock. And I want to be the guy who's getting the first shot, not somebody else getting the shot on me. So I got spooked out when I was flying with this woman one time. She was giving me a hand and she fell off the passenger seat in the jump seat that I modified on it. She was back there showing me her cunt and stuff, and she fell out, and I still see her hitting the ground. Once she hit the ground, I don't know where it was at, 2,000 feet, maybe 2,500. I don't like to go that much higher because it's an ultralight aircraft. It's susceptible to wind shear and all kinds of stuff, though I do have more power. When she hit the ground, it was a big poof of dust. Like a comedy show, like something you'd see in a funny movie or something. A big poof of dust. I landed it, went and looked at her. Just really creepy. So it slowed me down on the ultralight aircraft. So now I thought to myself, I'll take the damn aircraft with the Argo Frontier, because I'm not far, 2.5 miles from the landing place. They've got a landing pad. It's got a landing runway on it and all this other stuff for the three-day event, the fly-in. So I'll just take the damn Argo Frontier. But on the way of... I still keep thinking I'm hearing something that I shouldn't be hearing. Ranches or something. On the way to the fly-in, you got to imagine that I've got the Argo Frontier, 18 horsepower, 6 wheels, and strapped to it is my 27-foot Ridge Runner ultralight aircraft. It's in a giant bag that you can zip up. It's all apart. Take it apart. It's telescoping, aluminum pipes. Really, really cool. So imagine that scene. The ultralight aircraft in the bag strapped to my Argo Frontier six-wheel ATV. Now, on the way here, I know of only one toilet that you can go to. This is a state park. And in this state park that I travel through is about 48,000 acres of woods, all protected woods. And it's dense. When I say dense, I mean you have trouble moving your body between two trees. That's how close they grow. That's how tight it is in here. You have to really know what you're doing. I've heard stories where people at night couldn't get out between the trees because they're so close, the area that I am. They get freaked out and they get trapped in the trees and they panic. The canopy overhead's really dark. You can't see even if it's daylight out. And they end up starving or dying of dehydration. You can only go like 3 days if you don't drink water and you die. And they found them and they're dead. Like the cells, the actual bars in a jail cell, that's what these trees can do to you if you not know what you're doing. Now, on the way here, that's why I'm recording this now. I thought I'll record this now. It's a 4th of July weekend. Why not do it on the 4th of July? That's when you hear this, know that I uploaded this just about the time I just told you that I started it, a little bit after that, so you could have this. That's the kind of person I am. Now, on the way here, I stopped at a toilet. Now, when I say a toilet, it's a dwelling made out of logs. It's by the DNR, the Department of Natural Resources, and it's in the woods because it is a state protected forest. It's in the woods, this toilet. And I stopped in it. Normally, I wouldn't stop in a toilet. I don't dare go in a toilet. I know what can happen in a toilet. I just take out my schlong, and I take a whiz wherever I'm standing. If I have to go number two, I do the same thing. I don't want to be inside some dwelling in there doing whatever you're supposed to do in there. I like the freedom of going anywhere and anytime when I'm out in the woods. So I stopped in this thing. Thought I heard a sound noise. I don't want to be one of those people who are on a Michigan island or something. Wound up dead. I just don't want that. So when I went into the toilet, stuff like this happens to me because I'm totally open to anything and everything. Either that or I'm so observant that I see things other people don't see. I don't really know. Something like that, something in that order. When I go to the toilet, I open the toilet. It's a log thing. They made out of logs. You can tell it's made by the Department of State, the DNR. You can tell it's a government-looking toilet made out of logs. And like I always do, I think to myself as I'm going in, boy, I could turn that into a house. I could turn that into a one-bedroom. I could redo this thing. When I go into the water, when I go into the toilet, it's a unisex toilet. But then it veers off to the right. You can go left, it'll say all sexes through this door, but then you go left for men, and you go right for women. It's a tiny kind of a thing. When I got into the went right for women, I always do that. And the reason I do that is I know the nature of people. I know what it is you're dealing with in this world. And I always go in the female toilet, especially somewhere out here, especially with an ultralight flying or something like that. You don't know what women are up here, what they could be, what trouble they could have encountered. So I go into the woman's toilet and I'll look around. I see something. I see some woman in there and she's on all fours and her rear's in the air. I know something bad happened and maybe I can help her. When I get into the toilet, just looking around. When I get into the toilet, I see there's about an inch of water on the floor. Now, that's a dangerous thing in a woman's toilet. About an inch of water on the floor. And then in the water, floating in the water, are sections of toilet paper. When I was a kid, my grandmother would tell me I could only use one square of toilet paper because my grandmother and my grandfather, they built their home. And they had a problem with the septic tank their whole life with it. So someone told them use less toilet paper. They weren't really up to date on that stuff, what they really should have been doing. Just use one square of toilet paper. So when I would go to the bathroom there, I could only use one square of toilet paper. And I thought I was really pulling something off if I could use two squares or three squares and not push my finger through the toilet paper. So I always look at toilet paper in water. Now, why would this stand out to me? Why would I bring this up on the 4th of July, the actual 4th of July, Independence Day? Why would I bring it up as I sit up here in the damn middle of nowhere going to the fly-in with my ultralight aircraft? Now, I expect to impress a lot of people because a lot of people just have stock ultralights. Now, I also have a private pilot license for, say, like a Cessna 152, a 172, all kinds of things. I can fly an upper winger. I also have instrument rating. So I just wanted to bring this to meet people and meet other people who like flying around and see their gadgets. If you want to see gadgets and you're interested in gadgets and electronics, you should just go to a fly-in with regards to ultralight aircraft. It's not just that's going to be there. Let me read you the paper. Vendors from all over the state ready to sell you make you a deal. That means that vendors all over the state are going to sell stuff like ham radios, communication, navigational aids, all kinds of stuff. Additionally, at deep discount prices, I like that very much. On top of that, and chicks there, and dope's going to be there, and booze is going to be there. I got my 15.5 pounds. I figure I can't go wrong. This is ready-made for Norm Augustinus. That's your correspondent right now speaking. So when I go into the toilet, I go to the right. Now, I've stopped and I've parked my Argo Frontier 18-horsepower six-wheel ATV, which I completely reworked. I got that free when I came up to Upper Northern Michigan. I literally got it free. They had left it for dead, and I brought it back to life. If it's anything mechanical, I can bring it back to life. Mechanical people, they have an imagination. They can see how it should be. They can imagine what they want it to be. They see what it once was. And they have a real lust, a real, you know, talent to do this. I have the same kind of mind. So I go into the right toilet, but as I go into the right toilet, I stop. And I'll tell you why I stop, because I have to turn right past the door and I go down this little hall to the toilet for the women. Now that means I'm trapped in there. That means I can't get out. There's not going to be a window on the woman's side of this toilet, this log cabin toilet. So when I went right, I'm locked in there. Say some fucking weirdo's on the left-hand side, some big dick idiot, some nutcase, somebody in there with fucking syringes in his hand or whatever he's got, a machete, something like that. I'm really locked in now. I kind of made a mistake. So as I go right and I go in the toilet, I notice that, excuse me, I notice that, that's just me looking around as I sit here. I notice that there's maybe an inch of water on the floor. And that's a bad thing in a female's toilet. And I know this, and I've known it a long time. The government knows this. Agencies know this. Biological places know this. Laboratories know this. Laboratories know this. All kinds of scientific people know what I'm going to tell you now. And I probably shouldn't tell you now because it may be a creep you out. I might creep myself out. I mean, I'm sitting here with a Superman cape on. I got my thing of doobies here. I got all kinds of meconium paralyzer. I don't have meat that I'd like to cook right now. I brought bacon with me. But if I cook bacon, I've had the same trouble all the time. I'm going to hear all kinds of breaking branches, and there's going to be bears. There's always been bears up here. Even the grizzlies that were once in Michigan, they went up the Upper Peninsula, but they come back. And you don't know what else is here. You don't know what other animals are here. And they come to bacon like they're drawn to it like a magnet. So I can't cook the bacon now till it gets lighter out. Then I can cook the bacon. But to cook the bacon now, it's a bad thing. I draw all kinds of stuff here. I don't want all kinds of stuff here. I want to sort of be safe, revel in this security, revel in this cocoon of darkness and crickets and whatever these are, crickets and frogs. I'm not sure, making these sounds. So I don't want any real problems with the bacon. So when I get into the water, I see there's a lot of toilet paper floating in the water. And what happens then? Why would that bother me or anybody? Why would toilet paper in a woman's toilet bother me or be bothersome or even be investigated by other agencies? Now, I get this magazine called Steer Inc., Steer Incorporated. It's for men. It's by invite only. And you can learn a lot of shit in this magazine that you wouldn't see anywhere else. You have to pay for the subscription. They don't take advertisements. And you can learn all kinds of stuff. And I read about this years and years ago, but I've never seen an instance of it that could prove this to be right, which with what I read. I also read once in Steer Magazine, it said that if a tree gets cut down, a nearby tree, a mother tree, the boss in the area will try to feed that tree and it'll actually patch over those areas that was cut, the main area that was cut. It'll patch it over with bark and keep that tree alive. Isn't that amazing? It's the truth. I read this. So when I went into the bathroom, I was especially on guard. I always carry my Glock with me, and I got my Superman cape on. Mostly I drive around these woods with underwear on. If I don't have underwear and I got my dick out, and my dick is, I'm like a Mandinka warrior. I put this thing over my dick. It's like this long tube with a point on it, and it's got leather straps, and I can pull it around my back, and I can hold my cock in place if I have to run. I look like a native from, say, Chile or something in 1840. When I go into the bathroom, the toilet paper is alarming to me because it's exactly what Steer Magazine Inc. said, and I read it years and years ago. Be careful of that. Be careful if you ever enter a woman's toilet and there's toilet paper floating in the water, especially if there's a half inch or inch or more of water. And that makes sense here. It's in the woods. It's a biological breeding ground. It's like a petri dish. I'm in the middle of the goddamn woods, and anything could happen. Anything could grow. So here's what the article said that I never had proof, I never actually came across, but now you're hearing it from me, and I'm telling you it's 100% true, what I saw, what I read in Steer Magazine Inc. Sometimes I hear a motor in a distance, and I wonder if that's an ultralight coming in. Now, the only way they could do that is to use instruments to fly in, because I'm looking at darkness around me, complete darkness. So that means that they're flying in using instruments only, which means, you know, it could be fun. You got a lot of skilled people there. I do hear it. Do you hear that? As they're flying overhead, I'm about 2.1 miles from the fly-in zone where there's the landing strip there that they make for this thing. Normally, they have other things here. They've even had concerts out on this area here, the fly-in zone. Cut in the woods, about 5 acres, 4.5 acres, cut into it. It's really well-maintained. Now, I've seen it differently in different ways for different things that were going on. We'll talk about that another time. But as I said, I'm already on high alert because I flew over the place where the chick was going to give me hand and she's going to pump me off, and she fell off the ultralight aircraft and she died. Honest to God, she just flat out died. She landed and hit so hard that I swear I felt shock waves from the ground when she hit up to me. I felt it. I heard it. I felt it wasn't a sonic boom, but it was like a sonic boom, only in a different level. It was completely different, but like that when she hit. And it really creeped me out, especially when I landed the plane and I looked at her and her eyes were open and shit. They were round eyes and big and wide open. Something like that can stay with you. Even though I spent 18 months in Vietnam, I can be freaked out in a civilian life because you don't expect to have this happen in the civilian life. So I went in the toilet and I see, this has just happened maybe 40 minutes ago. I went in the toilet, took my flashlight and aimed it into the toilet, and looked all over the place. I also aim at the ceiling. You just don't know. You have to be on guard. I read once that people will not look up. They don't know why. The psychological truth with regards to human beings. They won't look up, man. And to me, that's a mistake. I look up. I look up. I look down. I look all over the place. I got my Glock out, and I've got the modifications to the Glock where it can shoot 600 rounds in about 30 seconds. It's not legal, but I have that, and you kind of would need that in this situation. And I could take all, I could probably cut this toilet down that I went into just with the Glock alone, with a modified Glock, the kit on it. And when I go in, I see the toilet paper and the little pieces of toilet paper, the squares floating in the water. And it's creepy. When I see the water has like a current to it, like a wave in it. Like if I say I dropped a pork chop in the water, a raw pork chop, it's got like a wave in it, like a movement in the water. And it's dark out. I'm in the woman's toilet. And I'm in the woman's toilet, and I can smell what I think is pussy. You can't help but smell that if they were in there. That means at some point somebody was in there, some chick was in there, I can smell her pussy, and I'm looking at the water, the little wave in it, like tidal action. Like, you know, you drop a rock in the water, in the lake near you, a pond near you, and you see the ripples. I see ripples in the water in the toilet. And that's creepy. And I'm already on high alert because of the chick that fell out of my ultralight aircraft. So I'm only already... Just take a look around here again. Excuse me. I even look up in the trees, man. You just don't know. Some fucker lets a gorilla go. Some fucker lets an ape go. Something like that. Fucking thing's hungry. How am I going to beat that? I have to look around. I have to know what I'm up against. So, there's like a ripple in the water. It's spooky. It's like a horror show. And in Steer Magazine, here's what they say about that, about toilet paper floating in water in a woman's toilet. Now, you know they use this toilet paper on their pussy. They use it on their pussy. They wipe their pussy. They wipe their shithole. And they wipe their pussy. Now, there's the danger zone. The pussy on a female is nothing but a big biological explosion. It's like the fucking A-bomb they dropped on Nagasaki. It's like that. Anything can happen in there. Explosions, reoccurrences, inventions, mutations, new species can crop up in the cunt. And why is that? Because the woman takes a lot of dick. She keeps that cunt packed with meat until she's 90 years old. That's how long a chick can take dick. It's really unlimited. 90, 88 years old, they're still taking dick. The cunt don't wear out. Nothing wears out with regards to the woman's torso. Just takes dick after dick after dick after dick. When I was a kid, I used to think, how can they walk? How could somebody jam a fucking 10-inch, 12-inch long, fucking 2-inch in diameter galvanized pipe in a cunt, and the cunt don't get hurt? That's just like the dick. It doesn't get hurt. She stands right up and says, I got to go to work. She stands right up and says, I'm going up to the corner store. Gorelli's has got a special on fucking Verner's, a six-pack for $2.99, which is tremendous. I got to go. I'll be back. No limping, no nothing. I never understood that. This is when I started to realize what a goddamn animal, what a species, what a thing the female is, and you should just be holding to the danger to this species in front of you. And understand what you're up against, which is, you're going to lose. You're not going to get away with it. Nothing's going to work out for you. You're going to lose. This is a fucking monster in front of you. So, because the woman takes so much dick, and all that comes in there, the scabs are in there, the hair follicles in there, there's dust particles in there, there's fecal matter in there. Everything and anything you can think of since the chick was 14 years old has been crammed in that cunt. And what does a cunt do? It gets stronger and stronger and stronger. It builds up an immune system way more powerful than the immune system that we have in our colon. This cunt adapts, man. It adapts, it grows, it becomes stronger and stronger. So what they were telling you in Steer Magazine, Inc. was this. When a woman wipes her cunt with a piece of toilet paper, it's not like you and I. You and I go to the bathroom. We wipe our anus. We wipe our anus. We get up. Maybe we've got a fucking hoagie sandwich waiting for us. Maybe we're heading over to we're going to go to White Castle, get a six-pack of cheeseburgers. Maybe we're going to go get some Dr. Pepper or a large fucking Coca-Cola. It's not like that with a chick when they wipe. Wiping to a chick, though she's maybe not even aware of it, is a complete wipeout of an entire planet, an entire amount of species. Billions of organisms and things living in that cunt. When she wipes her cunt, they're all wiped out. Every one of them gets wiped out and wiped onto that toilet paper. Now, they drop the toilet paper in the water. Maybe they don't want to put it in a fucking toilet. That's how it is today. Chicks don't give a shit. She'll just wipe and throw it down and it lands in the water. But she's wiped an entire colony out. Billions of colonies of unknown species, unknown insects, unknown biological entities in that pussy. She just wiped them out. She's nuked them, just like I said earlier, like Nagasaki. Excuse me. I hear crunching shit. Now, that could be anything. I want you to know that my Glock is resting on my right leg. And it's ready to go. It's a true fire stick. It's ready to go. If I die out here, and this is the last recording I make, you'll know what happened. You'll know the Glock was on my leg. If you hear me screaming and you hear the Glock go off, you'll know. You'll know something what happened to Norm Augustinus, the great Norm Augustinus, the one and only, and that's the truth. Nobody does this shit. It doesn't exist anywhere. It's nowhere, man. This shit's legendary, and with it, you are a legendary player in this recording. So, because of this wipe, this slut now, she maybe took 12 inches all night long over by a little creek here I just passed. I don't know what they call it. Blue Spruce Creek, I think. Blue Spruce. Goose, blue goose. Blue Goose? Blue Spruce? Something like that. They named it after Howard Hughes' aircraft. And it's a creek. Howard Hughes made this aircraft that was flying fucking thing, the whole lot's troops. That's what they call this river over here. So, she wipes her cunt. Everything's wiped out. She was taken 12 inches by Blue Spruce Creek. All night long from fucking people like Toby, Omar, all kinds of shit like that. She took the dick all damn night. That's what they live for. Dick in the cunt, dick in the shithole, all night long, 12, 18 fucking hours. And they get up and they spring rain up like nothing's wrong. Now, I couldn't do that. Neither could you. Here I am, I'm ready to go. Let's mount up. Where's my sleeping bag? Where's my backpack? Let's get going. Now, who could do that? I don't know, man. They can somehow. She drops the toilet paper in the water. And I talked to my friend, Rappa Lunch. He's with the Detroit Health Department. And I verified all this shit. I've known the guy for years. He said, yes, it's 100% true. And I didn't believe it, any of it, until something like this just happened to me. Now, when I'm in the outhouse, you go to the right, it's for women. You go to the left, it's for men. It's like a log cabin. I'm thinking about my ultralight aircraft out there in a zippered bag. I'm thinking about my Argo Frontier six-wheel ATV. I'm thinking about my ultralight aircraft, a 27-foot wingspan, my Rotax engine, 277, 27 horsepower. That's a stock horse. It's not really like that. 5-gallon gas tank. I got a fucking big thing of nitrous. I'm thinking about all that shit. And that means I'm still super connected to this planet, where material things really matter to me. They still help identify who I am, and I realize that when I'm yearning to go back to these, that I'm still connected to things of the planet. What's that thing? It's in the Christian Bible. Therefore, do not love life. Do not love the thing. For any man who loves life more than the Father, there's a pace like that talking about material things. They're really sort of related to that. And I'm thinking about this shit, and I realize I'm very much connected to material things, none of which I can take with me. So now I'm sort of in protective mode. I don't know why. I mean, look at me. Look at the scenario. I just walked into a toilet. I got a fucking flashlight. I got a Glock. I walked into the toilet. I initially went in there to see if there's a wounded woman or something in there. But then I start shifting into this other thing that I learned about a long time ago, and this is what I'm doing in the middle of nowhere in a woman's toilet. So what happens when she drops the toilet paper into the water? Well, I just told you. Come on, man. Flashlight. Just looking around. I just told you, when she drops the water into the toilet paper into the water that she's wiped her cunt with, remember what water is. It's like the magical shit. They tell you about holy water and all that. They'll say, holy water. I got to get to holy water. They use holy water on me. Well, honestly, all water on this planet is holy water. If the Lord, if the Christian Lord, our Father, Jesus, if he created the planet in 5 days or 6 days and rested on the seventh, that means that he created the water also. That means it is holy water created by the Creator, by this super being, this super thing. It's all holy water. They don't want to tell you that, though. They want you to come in and get yourself a half a pint of holy water and also drop some money in the damn brass plate. So when I go in, I aim the flashlight around the water. As I said, once she dropped that toilet paper in the water that she wiped her cunt with, this horrible thing, she's wiped her cunt with it. Now that water, which is needed to create everything, anything will start. You can drop water in a desert and water it enough 4 or 5 times, 6 days. Something might grow out of it, but as soon as the water's gone, it's gone. Water is necessary, as you know, for anything on this planet, and it's magical. It's a magical potion. There's the water. There's something growing there. There's something in it right away. And that's what happens when a chick goes up there with her big stretched-out fuckhole. There it is, her big stretched-out fuckhole. She's sitting on a shitter, and she wipes her cunt, and she drops it in the water. Now, what happens? Well, all that bacteria, all those unknown species, all that bacteria, the virus, whatever's in there, the cilia, whatever's in there, one-cell organisms, whatever was in her snapper, it's now in the water. And according to Steer Magazine, Inc., there's shit on this planet that you would not believe. You'd be fucking horrified and stupefied. All of it. You'd be all that if you knew what was really walking around this planet. And how'd it get there? By the female. The very female that's trying to destroy you with a virus in your mind. And the virus got there by her. Shit you took as serious, true, and absolute. She got it into you using a form of Morse code, which is her language, our language, and you can interpret it. She got into your mind and gave you a mental mind virus and fucked you up. They're doing the same thing when they drop a soiled piece of toilet paper into water. Fresh water. I mean, where I'm sitting here, it's literally anything can happen. There's thousands of trees around me. If I push my finger to the right, I can sink my finger into the soil because it's wet. It's wet. If I dug enough with my hand, just my hand, I can pull worms out and other creatures, maybe worms, maybe fucking slugs, all kinds of stuff I could pull out of there with just my hand. I'm sitting on top of this Petri dish. Now, nowhere in this Petri dish has it being introduced to a wipe, a slide, the cotton bottom in a Petri dish that they put in there, the cotton round fabric with something on it, nowhere in this woods that I'm sitting in right now, it would fucking throw the whole thing off. Once one square of toilet paper wiped into her cunt falls into this environment that I'm in now, it's gone. It's nuked. It's like me going to some country out in the middle of nowhere, and they're not used to me, and I give them some bad disease, some cold they've never been exposed to. That's what happens when a bitch flightily drops a square of toilet paper that she's wiped in her snatch with the history of what she's done with that toilet paper. If you could connect all the toilet papers, it'd be like a player piano of her life, of all fucking disease and trouble and the scourge she's brought, but doesn't know any of that ever happened. So when I go into the toilet, the water's moving. It's like a ripple in the water in the toilet, and it's dark, and I'm aiming the flashlight just like I am now, around me, even above me now. I don't want some fucking spider lowering himself onto my head with a fang that's like a number two fucking common nail into the top of my head. I just don't want that. I have better ways to go, different plans for that, plans that I'll be in charge of. When I go into the toilet, the water's moving. There's no one in there. But then I open the stall up. When I open the stall up, you ever seen a blowfish? This is going to sound nutty. You know what a blowfish is? They're like in the ocean and shit. They can make themselves bigger. I see what looks like a blowfish, and there's toilet paper on the blowfish. Now, he's only about 8 inches high. And he's sitting in the 1 inch of water and looking at me when I aim the flashlight at him. I shouldn't even talk this way now because I'm creeping myself out. When I aim the flashlight on him, his eyes dilate really big. They were really small. At first I thought, is this a snail? It's a snail or something. A big fucking snail. They're all over the woods of Michigan. It's a big snail. They love Michigan because everything's composting, everything's rotting, especially with a heavy canopy, all kinds of rain. Nobody's ever there, complete privacy. I thought, this fucking thing's a snail. I've never seen a snail with eyeballs that will not dilate wide, but actually close down when I aim a flashlight at it. And the first thing I do is pull the goddamn Glock out. And I pull it out, and it's ready to go. I'm thinking, what is that fucking thing? It looks like a snail. What the hell is it? Is it a body of something? Is it a duck? I tried to do anything I could to try to make sense of it. I thought, well, is it a duck? I read once that a duck, they don't know why, you can look it up, a duck had had his head blown off, and he lived. He was able to live somehow by doing something with his neck and nutrients and water, but it lived a long time with no fucking head. And I thought, is this a duck? But it couldn't have been a duck because it didn't have feathers. It looked like a snail. Looked like a blowfish, like a smooth blowfish without the spikes. And it had toilet paper on it. I think this is between you and I. And I'll spread it around, try to make me look like a weirdo. I think some bitch went in there on my way to the fly-in. She went in there. She wiped her dupa and her cunt with this fucking square of toilet paper, or two squares. And when she did, all that bacteria, all that horrible fucking shit in that slit, in that gash, it went into the water and you activated it. You turned it on. A new species. Now, if it's true, how many fucking species are being developed by a squared toilet paper dropped in water? Some chick wiped her gash down, didn't care what happened, what developed afterward, and got out of there and went out to fucking party. Went out to pray in your mortgage, changed it, put herself on a title. Went out to pray in your retirement fund. Went out to pray in anything, your savings, your checking, your investments, your rare car. And that's what they do. So I really panicked, man. I moved backwards. And it was just sitting there in the water looking at me. I thought, that's got to be a snail. A big-ass snail. It looked like that's the best I can tell you. A snail without his shell. But he had toilet paper on him. Like, say, a chick comes out of a shell. The chick pecks his way out of a shell. And oftentimes you'll see a chick, a chicken, baby chicken, he'll have pieces of shell on him because he chipped his way out with a special beak thing that works as a chipper, and he got out of the shell. And that's what I think happened here. This fucking thing had the toilet paper on him because it evolved around the toilet paper out of the woman's fucking stall in the middle of the goddamn state forest in Michigan. And it really freaked myself out because I just passed the area that woman died on my ultralight when she fell off. It's like a spooky movie or something, like a horror movie where people fucking around with sex die when they're fucking around. Only it really happened to me. Hang on a second. I'm starting to get kind of bothered here because I'm freaking myself out. So I backed up in the stall really hard. I just backed up until my back hit the wall, like these logs. And I could still see it. I'm still aiming at it. It had eyeballs. This thing fucking had eyeballs, and it was sitting in the water. I don't even know if it had legs, if it evolved out of the water, and this is what it is. But he had toilet paper on him, and it was in the woman's stall. Now, why would it be in the woman's stall? Because that's where it developed from. That's where it grew. That's where it nurtured itself and fed itself. That's where it was. It was like she laid an egg. And it's like the woman's pussy. Okay, she doesn't get her egg fucking impregnated with semen, but she still has the ability to create from the shit that's in that gash. And with that toilet paper, that liner from a Petri dish, when it hit the water, this is what evolved from it. Now, if that's true, if what I saw is true, I mean, what's going on here? I mean, you and I are really fucked. Everybody's fucked. They're worrying about bombs and other countries and religions and all this shit, but we're overlooking the real thing that could take us out, the stuff that's real here that I just stumbled upon here. I wanted it to be a snail, man. I wanted it to be a snail. You know what toenail fungus is? It's sort of like that, and only a different level. Two people fucking, the guy's on top of her, and the woman's on the bottom. The guy gets on top, and he's fucking her, and his nails are hitting her nails, and she's a carrier of the toenail fungus, and then he gets the fungus, and he spreads it to somebody else. But she gave the fungus to him because they were fucking. Something that involved her pussy again, and he got toenail fungus. You can't kill it. Not even with a black light or a UV light, nothing. You can't kill toenail fungus. It's on cadavers. My friend Rapalunge told me this till the day they die. If you've got toenail fungus, it's your friend for life. You're going into the ground with it. He also said that something happens in the ground. Insects and that fungus, it can change the insects. It can alter something in the insect, this toenail fungus. Again, with a woman. When you're fucking, you should always put saran wrap over the ends of your toes when you're fucking so you don't get the toenail fungus. Because you'll have this gift to the day you die. Same if you eat her out. You'll lose your voice box. You'll never speak again till the day you die. You got to be careful. So I backed up, man. And I didn't know what to do, but the thing was really freaky. Right out of Steer Magazine, Inc. The studies I've done. A square of toilet paper wiped in a woman's snatch is worse and more powerful than 10 atomic bombs. What it can do, now this thing could spread. You're with your whore and she wipes her crotch after you unload your cum into her box and she dumps that square. You've signed our warrant, man, haven't you? There's no parole for us. You've signed it. There it is. It's so funny. I came. We're laughing. I'm chasing her. We're drinking champagne and shit and having hamburgers and a cookout. But what the worst thing is, you just let her drop that tissue, that square of toilet paper, and you didn't think nothing of it. But now you will think something of it. Excuse me. Someone there? Hello? I swear I heard someone talking. So, it's sort of a benefit to you and me and humanity, because I know it's true. I know what I saw. I unloaded my Glock onto this fucking giant goddamn snail. I don't know what it is. Looked like a blowfish with no legs, with smooth skin and eyeballs like a person. I unloaded the Glock until the fucking stall door shit fell off. The stall door fell off. I just blew it to fucking shit in hell. I don't want this thing coming back at me. What if I go to sleep here? What if I smoke a tube? What if I do some acid? What if I do some coke and I go to sleep and this fucking thing, this walking snail made from some chick's snatch. Now, they have all kinds of stuff like that happen. If you've ever seen a chick with a yeast infection, you know what I'm talking about, and I've seen them. Try to imagine all kinds of foaming shit. Like you take vinegar and baking soda, that's what a chick's cunt like when she's got a yeast infection. Anything and everything can be created out of that cunt. Big goddamn bubbles and they pop and they stink and she's laughing at you as they're popping, as this shit flows out of her cunt like it's nothing. You and I, it's a big deal. You and I would leave the area and start prospecting for gold like I am. Start prospecting for pussy scalps. Start prospecting for fucking pussy fart bubbles. Get a fucking hamburger or a hot dog. That's what matters to a man. Not this shit. So I blew this thing to pieces, man. I didn't hear a cricket at all. Everything you hear now, that it's almost drowning me out now. All the crickets and shit stopped. Whatever this is, crickets or fucking frogs or whatever. It all stopped like they knew I had done it a favor. They know what this thing is. Created the origin from a woman's cunt, and nothing that came from a woman's cunt has ever helped anybody. It's caused more trouble than anything. Everyone knows that. Really creepy. I just shot the shit out of it. When I shot the Glock in that toilet, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes ago, 40 now, the whole fucking toilet lit up, man. It was like a flashbulb from 1950 with Marilyn Monroe in there or something. They're taking a shot of her asshole in the air. It was like that. That's how the flashes went inside this stall. That's what I had to do. I'm not going to feel guilt over that shit. I'm not going to feel guilt of that chick that fell out of my ultralight aircraft either, because I'm going to the fucking fly-in, man. I'm going to the fly-in, man. I don't want no trouble. Fucking band and shit and food and vendors. What's it say? No cost, absolutely free. Come one, come all. So I don't know if I killed this thing or not. But I'll bet you any money it evolved out of a woman's pussy. And it could be evolving out of a woman's pussy right now near you in some outhouse, some stall, some fucking Johnny, whatever they call him, Johnny on the spot. It could be growing out of there right now. I read that chicks go on these trails and they go hiking and shit. They throw their rags all over. Now, what's happening with the blood and rags? They throw their rags or toilet paper all over, man. Man, we're in fucking danger, man. I don't know. I'm going to have some bacon in a little while. I have some bacon and I'm going the flying. I'm not going to think about it like people tell me. I say, how do you get through all that shit? How do you know when you know this stuff? When you're aware of what's really around you, how do you go? How do you fix it? How do you do it? And they always say the same thing. I don't think about it, man. I go and have a good time. Listen to how you go when this fucking walking fucking snail-like pussy thing comes up to you and snuffs you out, motherfucker. Just be on guard, man. Be on guard. It's 4th of July. You know where I am. I'm fucking recording this on the 4th of July. And you know where I'll be. And maybe I've enlightened you somehow. Educated, enlightened, elevated. Maybe I've done something like that with you now. I don't even going to talk about this shit. I originally was going to check out the toilet because I've been working on this theory of mine that, you know how if you shoot a bullet through a rifle or a gun? Well, the rifling marks, as the bullet travels through the gun or the rifle, it'll put these markings on the actual bullet itself, and they know that bullet came from that gun. I've been studying this, and I thought, well, when a person takes a shit, there's got to be rifling marks on the shit, and they can trace that log back to the person that created it, the person that shat it. These rifling marks, these asshole marks, everybody's asshole's different. It must put rifling marks in the turd. If you got fucking cum in the turd, you see these fucking marbleization, you know it's a chick. You know that's a chick shit. And you can trace that shit back to her with the rifling marks on the shit. That's what I was really going to do in the toilet. And take a leak. I got to go, motherfucker. I'm burning up. I'm getting eaten alive by mosquitoes. Have a good 4th of July, fuckstick. I'll talk to you soon.
Norm's regular program will resume on Friday, July 11th, 2025.
It was born from a gash wipe. There it is, standing on the floor. Two big eyeballs like round inflamed herpes sores. Come out of a gash from the toilet paper square.